Kabbalah's onyx. Okay, we have Yud Amud Aleph on top of the page. Itmar Minglen, be learned. Amar Ab Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishun Ab Shim Ben Elazar, Hiskimu Chachamim. The Chachamim were maskim. Chachamim tiknu lehem livnois Yisrael. The Chachamim made a takana. In other words, it's clear from here that's only midrabbanan. That what? Lipsula. That a girl, Masayim, should be entitled to $200 in the ksuva. The almana, and to an almana, a widow, mana, she receives only $100. Behem emenu, and also furthermore, they believed, Rav Nachman says, Sheim Omar, if you say, Pesach, Pesuach, Matzasi, Neman, you believe. In other words, we follow the opinion of Shmuel, we just said before, that he believed, the man says, Pesach, Pesuach, believe, not only is he believed that she's Asatim, but she forfeits her ksuva. Why do we believe in the forfeit of ksuva? Im came, we're getting ma ha'ila chom de kantum. The whole purpose of a ksuva is to give her that blanket of security. And here you're saying you believe him right away. So what's the point? Amarav chazaka, ain adam tereg besuda mafsida. We believe him. We believe him because we don't believe that a person can spend all that money in a wedding and then the next following morning come up and say that she, you want a divorce, don't get married in the first place, and say, well, that money and anguish. And then when I saw this question, the first day maybe doesn't help. The rest of her life, the reason why she has a ksuvah is her whole life she feels secure. This way of getting out only is the first day of the marriage. Anyway, Rashi. Chacham Tiklisha says, clearly we're learning here that the ksuvah is the rabbanon, and it's a takana to help her out, give her that confidence. Kalayme, he shouldn't just divorce her at a whim. Claimer, I have a ksuvah that I say, love, and then when we believe Lavkia to throw her out, Ella, but Aiden should only ask witnesses. Ava ksuvah, Chacham Tiknu, Hey Mamre, Hey Mamre, they said, Heim Shetiknu, Amru, they said, Shunem Lavkia, Abbatai, Pesabasuach, Im Kain, Shabi Yad Lavkia, he can cancel Mahi, Chacham Tikan, Stiknu, what's the point of a ksuvah? Chazok ein on today besuda ein lochus. When I worried she yitin adam kach, that a person will say this ela beemis shima yisayna isem mitchil. If he would have hated it from the beginning, lohe tereg besuda, he would never have gone through the hassles of a meal, the kainza, and then marry her and mafsit to udasa chinim, and then forfeit the whole suva for nothing. Ela hoye magashem mitchil, or sorry, lose the whole suva for nothing. He would have divorced her from the beginning. Tana, we learn further, Hoyil v'knas chachamimu. Right now we're taking it literally. The whole idea of a ksuva is a penalty from the Rabbanon. Le'tig be'ele min hazabudis. There are three kinds of fields. Ida is bein is zabudis. Nezikin, if you damage somebody, since the chayim, the Torah, meitav, we have this expression, meitav, karma, yishalim. So we say you got to pay from the best. A bal chayim, when he pays back his loans, he pays back from the average. A woman, when she collects a ksuva, she collects a ksuva from zabudis, the worst possible fields. Why? Because the whole thing is drabon anyway, so therefore she's only entitled to zabudis. What kind of penalty? What kind of penalty is there? Ela Eimu, this is what you say. Hoyil sins v'takonas chomim, not kinas, but takonas. The whole idea of a ksuva is only takonas chomim. Le'sigba elemen azabudis. Therefore she's entitled. That's enough. Zabudis is enough to give her that confidence. Rashi. Elamin as a Buddhist, im boss libak shavasa, she wants to collect a silver, the yeshlai idis a Buddhist, he has three kinds of fields. Any chaylema tenli idis a bainis, bishavit, you can't say give me the $200 value of bainis or idis, elim bo litin lo zibudis bishavitim. He has a choice. If he wants to give her a field, he can give her zibudis of the equal amount, if he doesn't give her money. My kenosa chaylema, my posha, the kokansal, the whole idea of a penalty is somebody did something wrong and we penalize. What's the something wrong? So you're right. Instead of knas, say takana. Now the Gemara tells you, you know, there's actually a machlekes. This that we're assuming that ksuvas that rabbanon is not so simple. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says ksuvas isha min hatayda. He holds that ksuvas isha is from the Torah. Where do you learn it from? Is it Rashi min hatayda? Mikesev yishkel kilakamon. In this week's parsha, we have someone's mafata, a girl. Somebody seduces a girl. He's supposed to marry her. If he doesn't marry her, he has to give her $50. Kimoyhar hapsulas. Kimayar Hapsulas is, where do we have that? What's Mayar Hapsulas? The dowry of girls. So we have in Parshas Kisaitse over there, when a man rapes a woman, he has to give her a Mayar Hapsulas, and he gives over there $50. So therefore, we say, just like over there, you give $50, over here also give $50. And just like over here, Ichkolim says Yishkol, over there also Ichkolim. So, but the poil Kimayar Hapsulas means dowry. So that's how we know Ksuvah is Matayda. The Pashtas, we paskin like Ksuvah is the Rabbanon, and that's how most are showing paskin. But if you look in all your ksuvas, it says yes lechi mehatayda. It says ksuvas moson yes lechi mederaisa. It says clearly in our ksuvas, in every one of our ksuvas, that the ksuvas mehatayda. And this caused a big problem. Where does it come from, and why we say that? So because of that, Rabbein Tam Paskins that the halacha ksuvas mehatayda, because the nusach of our ksuvah. Most of Shreem hold the Ksuvah Rabbanon. So how can we write Yesich Elchim Midraisa? So the Mokka is not that the $200 Midraisa. That the concept of giving money for a girl somewhere is in the Torah in the form of Shkolim. So therefore, we're going to, that which the Torah says you give, we'll give you over here as well. But it's not that the Torah says we have to give you. Torah says in other places, to another woman to give, so we can use that. That's what we say. But it's a bit tenuous. Says what's this machleike? First of all, you said Hashem holds Mahat Torah. Let me ask you a question. Me on Rab Shimon Gamliel Hachi. Did Rab Shimon Gamliel say it's Mahat Torah? V'hatanya. Didn't we learn? It says in Pasuk that Kesef, if she refuses to marry him, or the father refuses her to get married to this man, so then he has to get Kesef. Yishkol Kimayar Absolus. He gives him money like Mayar Absolus. But Tanya, you learn Kesef Kimayar Absolus. She Hezek Kimayar Absolus. That you should give like the dowry of girls or Mayar Absolus Kesef. And that's what they're talking about when you rape a girl. And by what you learn, I have to give 50, over there is 50, here is 50, and just like over here, it says Shkolim, he teaches over there, also Shkolim. Mikan, Samchu Chachamim, from here we learn out, L'Ksuvah Isha Minateda. From here we learn out that L'Ksuvah V'Isha is Minateda. No more small Gemara? Right in the Gemara, right in the middle. From here we learn out, oh, he has a Gemara. L'Ksuvah Isha Minateda, that's a Tanakama's opinion. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says Ksuvas Isha Einem Mediv Teira Seifrim. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says the Rabbanon. So what do you tell me? Rab Shimon holds my Teira Rashi. Rashi Kimayer Absulas Amar Ben Maanis Absulas. Someone rapes a girl. Kontsu Hakosim Nun Kesef says the 50 silver pieces Bishvil Mayer Absulah because of a dowry. So we learn that by Mifat and this Pasha is like a Maanis and that Pasha Sheheze Kimayer Absulas Hikish Hakosim Kenas HaMifat the penalty that a Mifat pays. Likanasa Einus to the penalty that a rapist pays. Mal Halanun 50 of Kanun Umak Kesef Amar Kanun over here it says Shkolim. The Chsev Yishkol Afla Halon Shkolim. Leitem Amar doesn't mean ordinary money is Shkolim which is worth a lot more. Mikan somchu midikori lemoyer. So Rashi learns the reason because it's called we call it a moyer, a dowry. Therefore, we know. And the Rosh says we learn from the word moyer psulus, and the Chaim explains the big machlekes in the Rashi and Rosh. So lechayda is how can Rab Shimon say that because it was matayda when it says clearly it's only the rabbon. And for the Gemara, eifuch, you're right. Let's turn them around. Rab Shimon Gamliel, the one who says it's Mahateida, and this Braisa as well. Tanakama says the Rabbanon. For anyone, how do you know which Braisa turn around? Umay, Chazid, the Avchid Basraisa. Who told you to swap around the second Braisa? And Rab Shimon Gamliel is the one who holds that, because it was Mahateida. Maybe Eifel Kamaisa, turn around the first Braisa, and say, Chachamu, say it's Mahateida. So the Gemara could have another place clear in the end of Ksuvus where Rab Shimon Gamliel seems to be learning his Mahateida. From where? Hashamin on Leila Rab Shimon Gamliel. We already heard of Shimon Gamliel Dom, but he said, Ksuvas Isha Mederaisa, the Ksuva of a woman's Matayda, the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Nois, let's say a guy marries, what do you call it? A guy gets married in a city called Kaputkaya, it's a very affluent city, and there he wrote the Ksuva. Then they settled down in Etisrol, the value of money in Etisrol is far less than the value of Kaputkaya. So what does he give, the Kaputkayan coins currency or the what do you call it? It's all the currency. So Rab Shimon says, "Nois and lo memoy is kapotkaya." You give her the money for kapotkaya where the shtar was written. The Tanakama says you always give whichever is cheaper. Rab Shimon says, "No, you give it wherever where you wrote it, even because it's because of the Rashi." Rashi. Nois and lo memoy is kapotkaya. But Peter Basta tonight we learn Nosi Isha Bezra. You married a woman at Israel. The Gisha be kapotkaya. Divorce kapotkaya. Nois and lo memoy is all Tanakama says you pay the money at Israel because it's cheaper. Shehen Kalis is worth less. Nosi Isha be kaputkaya. You marry a kaputkaya, but gives you divorce at Israel. Nois and lo memoy is again you give that money at Israel. Whichever is less, you always give her. Minyan hakosu b'ksuva. The numbers in ksuva. That's little cooler. Go little cooler. Rab Shimon Gamliel Aimer. Nois and lo memoy is kaputkaya. You always give her the money kapatkaya and ishtabed behen kishar milvik of ksuva deraisa. He'll ksuva deraisa like any loan. So when you wrote it, where you wrote the shtar, the get, that's where you got to pay. So you wrote it in kapatkaya, and since the milvik ksuva betayde ksuva shtar dummy, as if you wrote a shtar, and therefore it's that money. Now the shayim have a problem. They don't know what the shakar tayy. You got to give $200. So whether the money kapatkaya, the money I just throw, it's still $200. But in Kapatkaya, you give, let's say, each coin is worth $4. You give a 50 coins. That's Israel, you give 200. So what's the difference where you are? You don't give more money. So some of the Shem Taka learned, no, you do. You write in the Ksuva $200, whatever the local currency is, just like by Pinyan Aben. We give the local currency, the five shekel, and Machzah Shekel, whatever the local one is. We don't fix an amount and say that's what you give. So therefore, kapat kaya ends up costing a lot more. Others say, no, we don't agree with that. We say it's the same $200, but $50 kapat kaya goes a lot further than $200 of Israeli shekel. So it's easier to trade. People more interested, you know, the U.S. dollar will get you a lot further than the Indian rupee. So, right? I want to give two answers. The boy's name is Gemara. One answer is Kula Reb Shimon Gamlili. So first answer is we say is we know from another place Reb Shimon Gamlili holds that the Ksuv is Mateta. Another answer is you ask the question of the Braisa, it seems that Shimon Gamlili holds is under Rabbanu. No. You think there's a Tanakam Shimon Gamlili, there's a few words missing. There's no second opinion, it's all Shimon Gamlili, it's all Mateta. The Chsuri Mechs, a few words are missing, we're talking about a Psula and an Almana. V'hochiktani, mikan samchu chachamim, l'ksuv is ishim Mateta, the chachamim relied. By saying, come on, a Psula is the ksuv is the woman is Mateta. Almana, these are the words missing. Almana, but a widow, ain't a medivre teta, she's not Mateta, ella medivre seifim, only the Rabban. And we'll see soon how much money you have to give a widow. Should Rabbi Shimon Gamlili, ksuv is almana, ain't a medivre teta, ella medivre seifim, ksuv almana is not Mateta, only the Rabban. Rashi. No, Rashi. Says Gemara, right? Telling a few stories about this Pesach Pesuach. Ahud also the kamed Rav Nachman. Someone came before Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says we believe him entirely, even to forfeit a ksuva. Someone came before Rav Nachman. Omale, he said Pesach Pesuach Motzasi. This is what happened. I found that she had no hymen. Omale Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, you know what? Azbu, give him pech. Kufri mi birchasa. Kufri, give him patch with this thing here that has these things poking out, sticking out, these thorns. Give him patch. This guy is an expert already. Some yeshiva bachi already knows what's supposed to be. And Mibirchasa, the town of Birchasa Chavitle, that's a famous town where all the women there were Zaynus. And obviously, he's hanging around there. They used to lie in front of him because he's an expert. He knows already. Give him patch. The Seder Nachman says, you believe him, so give him patch. The chutzpah. Even to come forward. After all this we said here, would you believe the chutzpah to come forward? Rashi. Azbu kufre hilku malkius, give him pech. Bemaklis charoyish odekel, give him with a palm branch. Sheyesh behen uktsin, they prickle you. Kimin kaitzin, have thorns. Kidaminim besuke ve'ema kufre, let maybe what you should use for a lulav is this palm tree when it's all dry and all these thorns. And more answers that droche da'achinoim. See, the tate is always calm. How can the tate ask you to hold on a lulav that will prickle your finger there? And he said to him, Mivitu Chavitale, Zainus Seir Hazais. The Zainus, the harlots of this particular city, Sheshma, Mivitu, that name of the city, Mivitu, Chavutu, obviously they're always lying in his presence. Liznus, Machashu Boki, Beper Zuach. It's going on to Boki here. Says, What are you talking about? Rav Nachman here admonishes the guy. Who the Amar Mehemin? On top of the page, Rav Nachman says, we believe him, not only we believe him that she's Asad, we believe him that she loses the Ksuva. Everything more two pshatim. One answer is on the one hand, Mehemen, we believe him. Another, give him pech. We believe him because why would he make up a story and lose all the money of the chasna? On the other hand, but why taka do you know? You should be bachaluring in yeshiva. What do you know about this with the facts of life? Mazbin le kufri, give him pech. That's one pshat. Another pshat is avachoy mishani. No, we taka don't believe him. Kan be bachal kan be nasi. A bachal we don't believe. No, it's a question mark. It's not a statement. What, do you have all the zaynis lying in front of you? Of course you didn't. So how do you know? Give him patch. He made up a story. But if a guy was already married before, now he's marrying for the second time, she's a psula. But now, because he's married once before, he already knows what to expect. So therefore, we believe him. And there's no patch involved. So, but a bacha says a story, not only we don't believe, not like the first answer, we do believe him, but we give him patch for the chutzpah that he knows. Second time, we don't talk, I don't believe you. And we believe you're just making up a story. Rashi. Bacha lay mehemen, a bacha that I believe. And we give him patch al shemei is pun of the chutzpah. Nasi mehemen. Our nasi is believed. V'loi mazbin lekufri. Don't give him patch. Think about it. More stories about similar. Who also the kamer avgamil? A guy kamer avgamil. He was a big expert in this. Amalei, they told him pesa put him on tzasi. Amalei, he said to him, maybe shem betisa. Maybe you're able to circumnavigate the hymen, and therefore you didn't find any blockage over there. But really, it's still there. Emshel chamash shel madav dem. I'll give an example. The other of a person, was going pitch black in the room, by failing, it was dark. If he went around the door, he didn't realize even the door there because he happened to go all around. If he didn't go around, he bumped straight in the door, so maybe you went around. How do you know that she's, that you're an expert already, that she has no, that's not null, that it's a Pesach there? Rashi hita keshegil lepesach beisir. Hazav is closed. There's something preventing you from walking in. There's dodgy nitzah, but if you go around, you angle it around, you can get in. Ikidami, another version. Hachigamlei. If you had no intention, then I believe you. But Shema, I want to know, deliberately, maybe you definitely wanted her to remain absula. Shema, like we have in Teda with Eir. Shema bemezid hitisa. Maybe deliberately you went around. You passed by the door and you went through. So in other words, if you had no intention, then you tack a right. You must be saying the truth. Because if you had no intention, it's very difficult to get around. You would have gone the normal way. And you would have found, if it's Pesach Pesuach, you would have found no. But maybe deliberately you did it. Pitch black. He deliberately looked for a way around the door. You find the room open. You were going straight through the straight line. You would hit the door. Rashi, wouldn't even entertain the idea that it's possibly went around. In fact, we believe you. And you went through a karta delavivriach. You moved the door. You went around the door and the bolt with the hinges. Was a father with a grandfather. This is what happened. I didn't find any blood. And before we said not finding blood is a strong taina, much stronger than finding Pesach Pesuach. Amr Allah, but was an expert, he said to, she said, Rebbe Psula Yisi. I don't know what you're talking about. The fact is, I was a Psula. I don't know. I can't explain it. But I never had any relations. Amr Lehem, now they used to have a Shmata. Amr Lehem, he said to the young man, Hey Vili Oisa Suda, bring me the Shmata that the Shushbin had checked and it was white. Hey Vili Suda, what he did was, Vishoru Bemaim, he soaked it in the water. Vikovsu, he soaked it in the water. And he washed it. Umata olav kamba tipe damim. The washing took away the shichva zera, and suddenly the dam appeared. No, the shichva zera blocked it, eclipsed it. They couldn't, weren't able to see the blood. Amalei turned around to the chassan. He said, "Let go, zechei b'mekach. You won your purchase. In other words, everything's all right. You can live with her." Rashi v'kavsa shoye tipe hadamim mechusim b'shichva zera was covered over by shichva zera. After Hunamabre, son of Rabbah, heard this story, he said to Ravashi, "Nu, why don't we do the same test every time a woman comes or a man comes and he's claimed, why don't we put it in the water and soak it, remove the shechazera?" He said, "Gehu shalonu ki kivu shalem." We have a Gemara in Tainis about Tisha B'Av that our in bubble, even our scrubbing, when we use the chemical, the detergent, the heavy chemical agents, and we use that stone to clean and press and iron, is only like their water, because the water in Eretz Yisrael is far superior than the water that we have here in Bubble. So their washing is miles ahead of ours. So our washing would not achieve the same thing as theirs. Their washing is so strong, the water is so clear that it clears away all the shich vazera, and you can see the dam. Our water can't do that. The army say, fine, so we won't do kibbutz, but at least get in there with giyut. Why don't we do then the strong with all the detergent, all these chemical agents, and let's use that and to test the shmata. So he says, because giyut already is with a press, with a rock. When you use that rock, when you go over it, the rock will remove the blood with it as well. It will ruin everything, so you won't be able to see anything. Rashi, giyut l'shikye be'evan aschuk with his glass. The water as well is far superior for cleaning than our water. Or samonim yafu hayulehen. Maybe they're better agents. Lechabes for cleaning. Our beggar is not really clean until we actually go through the next process. And the problem, next process is that ma'avar tele chumrusa shifshuva even. When we take that stone and we go over it, like we blanch it, we iron it. Ma'avis adam. It takes away the blood as well. Chumra says that even a stone. I mean, begitim when he's died, but chumra says the enough of him to be careful with the stone that comes out of him. Even hanim tzaz ba'ama machmas chayil sickness. We have a stone there and blocking your kidney stones or blocking your urine. Second invite another story. Who does the camera? I'm giving a little bit. Rebbe, Amalei Rebbe Balt. The guy said, "I didn't find any dam." She insisted that she was a psula and she didn't do anything wrong. And he said, "No, I'll do a test. Bring me two shiksas. Achas psula, but achas bula. One who's a psula and one who's a bula." Hevile brought him. He placed him on a barrel of wine. Baula, when it came to the baula, that means she had no. She sat. They both sat on top of the barrel of wine. The one that was a baula, which means she had no hymen. The reicha noidiv out of her mouth when she breathed, you can smell a scent of wine. the fragrance of wine. Aber besula, because the haima was still there, ein recha neidiv. The scent did not go through her. We had this Gemara in Yom as well. Af zu, then after he did that test, after that trial, hayshiva, he took the girl that claimed that she was still a besula and put her on the barrel of wine. You couldn't, the scent of wine didn't come through her. On my light, turn to the chasen, leich goes, you can enjoy your purchase. Freddy Gemara, why did you have to go through the whole process, the ordeal of having two shiksas and all that? The nivdig me kara begavol. Achatchili, he should have just put her and put the test. And the Gemara havishmile. He heard this tradition. He never saw it in action. So, but he thought maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe I got it wrong. Dilma lekim le begavod and milseshab. Maybe I'm not doing it right. Why should I embarrass her in public, sitting on top of a barrel over there and basically naked, so that I'm embarrassing her? So therefore I tried it. I see it works. Then I did it with her and I saved the marriage. Rashi. Sorry? No, we learned this before, that it's possible to go. That's right. Rashi, Reichen Neidiv. And we had it in yesterday's Gemara, 2 days ago, that Reiv Bavloyim Abikine. Interesting how the Gemara here, he gave petch to the guy, because how do you know? And 2 days ago we learned that most people in Bavel, and Amnach was in Bavel, most people in Bavel somehow or another know how to do this. We learned in school. Rashi. Recha noidiv, mepia marichin recha yayin. From her mouth you can actually smell the wine. Shenichel der pesach ha-pesach. Went through her. Gemara v'shmile. Sha'asekin le'blayis ha'avish gila. De'ebesad yivam. This is more of item. Other stories. This is a Rebbe Zayde. I'm a Rebbe Boalti. I was a Meboyal. This is Hill's son. But like Matsasi Dam, and there was no blood. She says, Rebbe, Mimishpachas Durkitiani. This is what Rashi brought down yesterday. I come from a family known as Durkiti. She'ain Lehen Loy Dam Nida. We are have no blood of Nida, but Loy Dam Psulim. We have no blood. So therefore, that's the story. Bada Rabbi Gamliel bekreivisel. Rabbi Gamliel checked out her relatives. Umatigadei, he found taka. This family in the gene pool that they don't have blood. Amala, he said to the guy, leich go zachei b'mekecho. You go and enjoy your acquisition. And ashrecho shezachisel mishpacha durkti. How lucky are you? Now, poshep shatni marabi. She doesn't have to make every month. They don't have to have all these problems. That's not what the Gemara says. First of all, the Gemara says, my Durkati. What kind of name, a family name is Durkati? Says Gemara, Durkatua. They all have small families. Because we know that if you want, that there's a lot of blood, then you'll be much more fertile. If there's very little blood or no blood, you're not so fertile. So they all have small families. So it's called Durkatua, shortened families, small families. Rashi, Durkatua, she'ain lem leidam nidah v'leidam psulim. Says Gemara, Omar Rebbe Chanina, Tanchumim shal hevel nicham ram gamli loisish. When he said, you're lucky, he actually was being nice. Or being facetious in a way. Because the Tani Rabchia, Kishem Shahasa or Yofelisa, just like dough needs yeast. Kardomim Yofelisha, a woman needs blood. The Tani Bulum Shameh, call Isha Shadamem Rubin, that she has a lot of blood. Banam Rubin, she's very fertile. And vice versa. So because this woman has very little blood, she has very few children. So what's the Asherecha? He was being nice to him. Because in fact, it's no good. Rashi Yofelisha, Lemahe Lohiroin. That she get falls pregnant a lot quicker. I think about it. Eat when we tackle the machlekes. When he quoted the story, he said, "Gamliel said that how lucky, how fortunate you are." Amalei, that's what Gamliel said. And Rabbi Yisi bar Avin Amar nischayi b'mekcha Amalei. No, Gamliel said to him, "Too bad, you're stuck with her." So Bishloim Amar Amar nischayi. The one who said that you're stuck with her, it's not a good thing. Hainu Rabbi Chanina Kamina said, if you don't have any blood, you're not so fertile. What's the big chus? I don't see what the big question is. But more answers, we're talking halacha. You know what this chus is? It will never ever come to a shaila. Is she in nida? Is she not in nida? The timetable correct? Or do you have attachment? No shailas, because she never sees it. Rashi, nischai mecha, al kocha tekabul, chayva bolach mecha. It's too bad, you're stuck with her. Lashon ein chavin la'adam. We don't want to harm somebody or hurt somebody. Dover shul, the rasa kar chayva. Anything which is bad for him is called a chayva. Another case. Who does it come to Rebbe? A woman came for Rebbe. Oh, Malay Rebbe. A guy came to Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, boalti. I was boiled. I couldn't find any blood. Oh, Malay Rebbe, a dime. She maintained her innocence. I'm a psula. It was a hunger. It was a famine. Ro Rebbe looked at her and he noticed that pneum shchedim. So they were very, what do you call it? Emaciated. because they haven't eaten proper food and a proper diet. Tziva alein, he instructed them. V'ichnisum, and he brought them to him. L'merches, he bade them. V'hechilum, he gave them to eat. V'hesh, gave them to drink. And then eventually, when they got the health back, v'ichnisum l'cheded, and they had relations again. Ball, and this time, what's it done? Amalei, Rebbe turned to him and said, Leich z'chei b'mecha. And you should know that go back, there's nothing wrong. It was other circumstances that caused them not to have blood. Kori, Rebbe Aleim, Rebbe regarding them, said the Pasik that there'll be a hunger. It says in the Pasik that Tzofar Oidam Alatzamam, that their skin dried onto their bones, and Yavish Hayik Eitz, you know, got stuck to their bones, and Yavish Hayik Eitz, it was dry like a piece of wood. There was no moisture, no sap, no blood. Rashi. You see why a Rav has to be not only a halacha, he also has to be smart. You have to figure out the circumstances and know what to apply. Says Rashi, Tzofad Oiram Doinish Pidish. Doinish explains, Kemoi Dovak Oiram Al Atzamam, that the skin got stuck to their bones. Menachem Pidish Shochar Oiram, that it became black. I'm not even sure who Doinish is, but I'll give you the Baal Diktuk or something. Mishnah, now we're talking about a ksuva, a basula is ksuvasim at time, she's entitled to 200. And almana is entitled to mana, 100. The psula, when we say psula, we don't care if she was almana, even if she's a widow, grusha, or divorcee, or a chalutza. Mina Edison, as long as she's only even engaged with another, she never had relations yet. Ksuvasim at time, the ksuva is $200. The yesh lehen, tiny psula, but tiny psula. And we don't make a distinction between Yehuda and not Yehuda. Rashi, psula, almona, grusha, bein psula, she, almona, grusha, chlutza, mina, edison. As long as she only got engaged with chazal, she got married. Suvasim, and asheni, masayim, shadi, becheskel, psula, he, nisazle. V'yesh, etayim, psulim, im, le, matza, habez. The second guy, psula, of the kok, suvasa. She forfeits the entire ksuva, the mekach toys, it's a mekach toys. Says the Gemara, my almona, what kind of word is almona? Omar Rav Chana Bakhtar, Rav Chana from Baghdad said, you know what the name Almana is? Almana? Al Shay Mana, because that's how much you give her. Almana, Mana, so the word $100. Interesting. Rashi, Bakhtar, they mean Baghdad, Al Shay Mana, Shim Nisas. Mission is Almana, once she's a widow, gets married, Ain Luxuva El Almana. That's the root of the word Almana. Almana, I mean, a widow from Eidis is also called a widow, and she's not entitled to 100, she's entitled to 200. And for the Gemara, most widows are generally widows after they married already. I did the whole Kodal Almana, I'm a Kodal Almana, but Kodal Almana as well. Says the Gemara, Almana, the Ksiva, Raisa, Maikla, Mema. The Tata says Almana. And this Mana business started much later. It wasn't even time that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Mana. And for the Gemara, the Asidin Rabbanon de Miskayele Mana. Yeah, the Tata calls Almana based on what many years later the Chachamim are going to rule. That you got to give a mana. The Tate already called our mana based on that. Tate Rukkadish. Rashi, Chivad Raisa, Vadayin Loin Isak Nuksuva, even have Ksuvas. Freddy Gemoto, Mi Kosav Krol Asid, where do you find precedents that the Tate calls things by names of things that happen much later? Not later in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, later that beyond the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. In, yes. Steve, it says in the passing in the beginning, but actually the four rivers, it says, Vashem Hanor Ashlishi, the third river is called Chideko. That's where it goes. Kidmas Asher, on the east side of Asher. Now, what's Asher? But Tan Rabbi Yosef, Asher is not the country of Syria that we know. Asher is a Slika. It's a place called Slika. And this place, Slika, was not around in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet the Tater called it Asher. It's not pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, and since his time was known as Asher, and Moshe was in his time, so therefore they wrote Asher. No. Even in Moshe's time, it didn't exist. It wasn't inhabited. So the Tater wrote then Asher, because the Tater already had Ruch HaKadosh, that one day it'll be called Asher. Umi Havoy that exists then, El Dasida. Achanami Dasida existed later. Amazing. Rashi, Umiksiv Krala, Grashem Dabrasi, Zusilk Shemir, Mi Havahir, Benuy, the British Oil, was it created? The Chsiv Ahoyle Kibbet Ashram, Rashi, the British Oil. Taisha says, even in the times of Moshe. Because who cared British Oil? When Moshe wrote the Taita, people couldn't relate to it, he would have used local names. So the Taisha learned, even in the times of Moshe didn't exist. Now we're talking about Chana Bagdor and different words. We'll say a few other things. What's the word Mata? What's the root of the word rain? Mata is the word Mashke. First of all, it gives you a liquid. Marve, it sates you. It fills you up. Umizabel, it fertilizes the land. Umadin, and it makes it fattier. Umamshich, and it helps the fruits blossom. All those words come from the word Mata. Rashi mezabels oritz, mezabels al oritz. Ma'adin noisin adonis upedes, it gives a luster to the fruits. Where do you find a puzzle? It says that Tlomer is furrows, Rave is full, Nache is gedudem, it's calm over there, the rose, but viv into my genna, and with little drops it blossoms, and simcha tevarech, and its fruits you bench. So all of these things come from rain. Amar Abulazim, Mizbeach, talking about words, the word Mizbeach, actually the word itself, Mizbeach, has a few words. The word Mizbeach, you know why Mizbeach is called Mizbeach? First of all, Maziach, it removes, and right now the Gemara thinks it removes all the Avelis. Also, Mezin, it fills you up, gives you a bracha to have panasa. So now she says, Mezin, Bizchus HaKabonis, HaOilim Nizin. Where do we know this from? And the chus of kabbonis, the world gets panasa. Shah kabbonis boyis minamazin. Since the kabbonis come from food, the garmin loy bracha, they forget the bracha to the rest of the food. Interesting. Where's the makkah for this? That the mizbech is a kapar. Where's the makkah? Mizbech is the source of panasa. And Rashi gives a swara. Because the animal comes from food and you're using it for a good cause, it'll give you a bracha for all the food in the world. A little bit of Tanya, the Arba Yodas, it lifts the whole Gashmis of the world. That's what Rashi is saying here. Through this, it lifts all the Gashmis. It gives Dukkah, it gives every. Sorry? Yeah, his food, which is a bracha for our panasa. This is the mocha right here. This is what Rashi explains. Apiswara. Okay. Mechabib, it endears us to the Eibishter, and Mechabib forgives us. Freddy Gemara, Haina Mechabib, Haina Maziach. Forgives us means he removes the sins, and doesn't Maziach do the same thing? So we say, no, Maziach means Gezedus. Any bad decrees against the Eden, it cancels it. Or Mechabib Avenus. Talking about Abchana Baktoy, says some other things. Tamre Deitz, you know that Deitz Meshachlan warms up a person. Misavon fills, you remember Rab went to Babel and the guy came to Babel and he ate all these dates. First he was very happy, then when he had a shulsh, he was very upset. And Meshalson is good for diarrhea. Good for constipation. And ma'ashra, it makes you stronger. The loy mefanken, but it doesn't make you feel too fatty and too, doesn't make you feel too bloated, yeah. Omar Rav said, ochal tamarim, if somebody ate dates, al yoyda, you shouldn't paskin. Why shouldn't you paskin? Because your mind already, you're on a high. Rashi, al yoyda, shum hayra, don't paskin. Just like you know, paskin when you drink wine. Lefisha, tardle daitik yashikir. It makes you, and the Gemara says also raw milk. If you drink raw milk, the same thing, Gemara Krisis. Because it makes you very happy, and you're not thinking lucidly. Says the Gemara, it makes you ask a question. You're telling me that it's not a good thing. Tamari, and we learn dates. Shachris, first thing in the morning. The Arvis at night. Yafis. It's wonderful stuff. In other words, if you ate first and then you have dates, it's wonderful because it helps you get rid of a lot of the food that you ate. Then mincha, if you ate mincha in the afternoon before you have a meal, roi is bad for you because it causes diarrhea, but you have nothing to pass out. So it's harmful. But if you ate after lunch, enkema is the best thing because you have a whole day to sit in the toilet. So therefore, if you have a shulshul at night, you have to go to sleep and it might wake you up in the middle of the night. But here, you have a whole rest of the day. Dates have the capacity to cancel three bad things. If you ever worry about anything, it gives you a little bit of a high so you feel much better. Like saying l'chaim. V'choyle ma'ayim, it gets rid of stomach aches. And tachtonius, if you have problems in the bottom, it causes a shulshul and gets rid of all of these things. Me amrinan, so the Gemara says, look, and yet you tell me it's not a good thing. It's a rice. So the Gemara, me amrinan deloy malu. You say you shouldn't paskin if you have dates. Sound like it's a bad thing. Are we saying that it's bad for you? Iluy malu, it's very good for you. Or if he shaita today, but for the moment when you drink it, you're sort of not focused. Me did have your chamra. Wine is great, but immediately after you drank wine, before you get to walk for a meal or you got a little sleep, you shouldn't paskin because you're a bit on a high. Don't paskin. Everybody say, my another answer is like kasha. Sometimes it's good for you, it's bad for you. Before you ate bread, it's bad for you. After you ate bread, it's not bad for you. Bye said, Omrili Aim, the woman who raised me once used to say to me, and she said a lot of things to him. She said, obviously she's a very smart woman, and we never know her name. She said, Tamre mikaminama, if you eat dates before you eat food, before you eat normal bread, is kinadigalidikula, is like an axe to a palm tree. Abbasanama, if you eat it after you ate a meal, is ka'avraladasha, is like going through a door. It strengthens, it's like a bolt to a door or hinges to a door. It strengthens, it gives you keyach. Talking about a door, look how the Gemara segues here. Amar Rava, you know what the word dasha means? What kind of word is dasha? A door. What kind of word is door? Amar Rava, derech sham. Two words. Derech sham. This is how you enter the house. So that's why dasha is called a door. And talking about doors in the house, also you have steps. What's the root of the word steps? Darga, which is steps. Amar Rava, derech gag. Darga is derech gag. That's how you go to the roof. Puri is a bed. What's the shaykh is the puriya? Amar Papa Shepardin Verovinila. That's where you multiply your family. And we'll finish the mission. Amar Nachem Yitzchak Af Onu Neime. Talking about the root of words, islandness. We call a woman who's barren, who can't bear any children, doesn't have the signs of a woman. If you call her an islandness, what's the root of islandness? Dukranis, a male ram, the La Yoda. A male ram can never have a children's male. Just like Rashi at Tapnei, I'm not knowing. Af on a nidra, she's a shameless. Ma losh an islandess. She caught a chum leash. She ain't really kind of children. Dukrani losh an ale tamim. A ram, the metagamina, and the kashom, a complete ram. Harei keilu, kail she ain't really kind of children.